Hi, I'm here with Lauren Height, who was part of the coaching department last night that we took on our first game with the Big 8 Girls versus Pines. Sharon's just unavailable this morning, so I'm speaking to Lauren, so she's going to give us a bit of an insight. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Thanks for taking my call, mate. I just wanted to get a bit of an insight of how last night went against the Pines grade A-side. Oops, I meant B-side. How did you think our girls went?
Look, I think it was an exciting game to watch. First game, obviously, on a Tuesday night, a little bit different. But look, I think the girls collectively played quite well together for their first game. It's a bit hard, I think, because we didn't have a full fighting of B side, and a few girls obviously helped us out from A grade, which again, thanks to the girls for coming down to support. But yeah, look, it was a good game to watch.
It was. It was probably one of the most highly skilled games for a B contest that I've seen in a few years that's been established. Who were our key performers on the night?
I think overall, Edgy played a dominant game in goal.
First game in 3 years as well.
First game, yeah.
Joe,
it's back. Good to have her back. Definitely going to be an important player for the Seafoods Netball Club this year in B grade. But exciting player to watch, moves around the ground very well. Her and Rachel Belfox saw that playing together, actually, I think that they're going to be really unbeatable this year together, obviously in the goaling. I think also Sal had a pretty solid performance, as she does every game in defence. So
yeah, I think she played her last bad game back in 2012, I think that was. Sally.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that was her last bad game. It was about 2012. You hardly ever
well,
see
yeah,
her put in a bad one.
She's doing a bit off court too. She's getting involved in a bit of triathlon, and she's looking to be that for sure this year. So yeah, look, the B grade side's looking pretty strong. So it's exciting year ahead for the B grade side, I think.
Yeah, and with your things behind the scenes this year, you're in charge of the fitness with the girls, with the club. We've only just sort of taken on the role in the last month. We've got a lot of areas to improve from last season. What's the plan of attack for the next month?
The next month, well, look, I think we've still got a little bit of work to do. We're a bit late coming into pre-season this year. We decided as a club last year that we'd start a little bit later. I don't think we'll be doing that next year because the girls haven't worked on their fitness on their own, which we're supposed to do. But, look, we've got a bit to do. The girls are probably, I reckon, they're about 65% of the way in being fit. And I think, you know, having about 9 or 10 per side is probably going to work well because they can't run four quarters out at the moment, unfortunately. But, look, you know, we've just got to work out to see what's best suited for the girls and where they need to work on.